Life changed in Sonoma County as we knew it 25 years ago when young Petaluma resident Polly Klass was kidnapped out of her home in Petaluma. It became a national story, but for those of us who were here and who were looking and who were volunteering to find Polly Klass, it became a part of our lives and remained so. What came out of that, we didn't find Polly alive, but as a result of that kidnapping and that murder, the Polly Klass Foundation was born. And amazingly enough, it's 25 years old now, the foundation. And Rainey Howe is here, and she is the grand poobah of the Polly Klass Foundation. Hi, Rainey.
Hi, good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
It's hard for us to believe that it's been 25 years.
Most people have the same reaction.
Yeah.
You know, we're at a lot of public events distributing safety kits and things like that. And people ask, how long has it been? And now it's been 25 years.
And the foundation has been and continues to do such amazing work. Rainey, the numbers are stunning, really.
They really are.
In terms of the number of families helped.
Absolutely. Last year, we passed the milestone of assisting over 10,000 families to find their missing children. That's right. And
wow.
Get them home safely.
Wow.
We're a Sonoma County-based organization. Obviously, this is our home, even though we are a national organization. So if your child goes missing in Texas, you can call us. And we have thousands of volunteers across the country that'll help post flyers. But Sonoma County is absolutely our home. And frankly, if Polly had been taken from another community, who knows if the foundation would exist, because it really belongs to this county, the way that everybody showed up to look for this little girl.
Oh, yeah. And in Petaluma, between the police department and fire departments and community members and everything, that just really adopted Polly. And spent so many hours and days. And yeah, it was a very striking experience, changeable experience for all of us. And to know that a foundation in her name has done so much good is it heals us somehow.
I really appreciate you putting it that way, because I always feel like I'm walking, or I should say we are walking, that very fine line. We would move heaven and earth to have, you know, that tragedy have never occurred.
Yes.
So we can never really say, you know, this horrible event occurred to this beautiful little girl, but all this good stuff came out of it.
Yeah.
We can never balance.
I know, it's a hard thing
to
say.
It's a really hard thing to try to balance, but we do, because we have no choice.
That's right.
We have to just try to make sure that what happened to Polly doesn't happen to other children. And the parallel that we bring today is that I think one of the most horrific part of the Polly story is that she was taken from her very own bedroom.
Yes.
And we have kids that are online today using social media in their very own bedrooms, talking to strangers who are grooming them or pretending to be their friends. So we're looking
at... It's a striking resemblance. When you put it that way...
Yeah, it's a parallel.
Not much has changed.
Right.
In terms of the bottom line of it.
Absolutely. So you have kids at home, I mean, in particular, marginalized kids or foster children that are just looking for love or unhappy in their homes, and then they're meeting people online. And these predators are very brazen, and they will groom a child for months or even up to a year at a time before they then convince them to, quote, run away from home.
Yeah.
And so we have almost this new term of an online abduction from an adult predator who convinces a child to run away, either so that they can take advantage of them or that child can be sex trafficked.
And as a result of that reality, much of what the Polyclass Foundation does is educational, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're in Sonoma County Schools, and we reached over 4,000 kids last year.
That's great.
We hope to reach more kids this year. It's targeted mostly to middle school students. Mm-hmm. Anybody out there that works at a middle school or has a middle school child, age child, give us a call. We will come to the school and either visit classroom by classroom, or sometimes we do whole assemblies. Mm-hmm. And we have a great instructor. She's a former FBI investigator, very no-nonsense, Jenny Thompson. And she's actually going to be in Sonoma Valley tomorrow instructing.
Oh, very good.
And, you know, when she starts to talk about the behaviors of real-life cases of kids that we case managed who were groomed and then convinced to run away from home, you just see these kids' faces, you know, turn red or blanch.
Because they can relate. They've heard it or they've seen it.
Or they've done it.
That's frightening.
Yeah.
That's frightening.
Yeah. It does happen, and it does happen in Sonoma County. And as long as we can help to arm our children with that knowledge to know what those red flags are, that's one less kid that's going to be taken advantage of that way.
And I'm sure it involves the education of the parents as well.
It does. Definitely. So, in January, we're actually going to have a series of public events where families can come and, you know, learn about how to keep their kids safe. Because I think parents are trying to respect their children's privacy to some extent when they reach a certain age. But
where's,
you know,
that
what?
Line? The eternal question, where is that line?
They need to get nosy. It's okay. Kids have lots of friends. They only have one or two parents. And it's our job to get nosy and find out who are they talking to online.
I'm glad I'm not raising a kid right now, because I would feel very sorry for that kid.
Yeah,
because,
me too.
Yeah, I think the lack of freedom might be a little bit on the stifling side. So 25 years, Rainey, let's talk about what the foundation is doing to mark that occasion.
Well, we have, we're basically reaching out in one way, being on air with you is part of it, just to remind everybody that we're here.
Yeah, still working at it.
We've distributed over 250,000 safety kits to families across the country. We are open 24/7. You talked about the early days of the foundation. That the 800 number that we have now is the same 800 number that we had 25 years ago. It started out as a tip line.
Yeah,
and
I remember that distinctly.
You know, we're open 24/7. We never close. That number has never stopped ringing. And we're here. We have caseworkers that have been with the foundation for over 20 years each.
Wow.
So we have 40 years of collective expertise.
Yeah.
Working with law enforcement. We're doing a lot of outreach to law enforcement. Call us on your missing child cases. And something that's been new over the last year is becoming peace officer standard of training certified instructors. So we actually work directly with law enforcement and help them to understand when they're taking a missing child report, what indicators might be in there to learn if maybe this was an online abduction.
Wow, that's the greatest kind of collaboration, isn't it?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So we're very fortunate to have a community of law enforcement that wants to work with us.
Yeah, they're willing to learn, and that's one of the great things that we have here in Sonoma County. And there is some kind of an event going on, I know, with the Rip City Riders, who we've had on the air, and they're a fun bunch
of folks.
Yeah,
they are. They're just the nicest guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't let the leathers and the motorcycles scare you. Because they're like the Boy Scouts of motorcycle clubs.
Yeah,
really.
They're completely into community service.
They are, and
clearly teaming up with the Polyclass Foundation now.
Yes, and they basically invited us to apply. So they do have a grant process for nonprofits if you want to be the beneficiary of the money that they raise every year. And so they have been selling raffle tickets to win a brand new 2018 Harley Davidson.
Wow.
And it's going to be raffled off on October 6th at the Petaluma Fairgrounds. And the tickets are only $5 each. We'll be selling the tickets the day of the raffle.
It's a week from Saturday.
And it will benefit the Polyclass Foundation, and we will be able to expand our social media safety program into Marin County, thanks to the funds that they are donating to us. So
that's fantastic.
It is fantastic, and we couldn't do it without them.
So can you get a hold of this? Can you find out more about this event through the Polyclass Foundation website?
You can either contact the Polyclass Foundation at polyclass.org or call me at 769-1334, or go to ripcitywriters.org.
That's right, and that's Riders with a Y, R-Y-D-E-R-S. Is that correct?
I don't think so.
Okay, my information is correct.
Okay.
It's incorrect.
That's
then.
All right.
Rip City Riders, and a great bunch of folks doing a lot of great work.
They really
in
are.
Sonoma County. There's no question about it. I'm not going to say happy anniversary because it seems feels weird to say that to the Polyclass Foundation, but I will say congratulations.
Thank you. We're
for
still
making
here.
Such an impact in the lives of thousands and thousands of families.
Well,
Rainey, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. And thank you, Sonoma County and regional communities, because without your support, we wouldn't be here.
It's a wonderful foundation. If you have an opportunity to support something, why not make it the Polyclass Foundation? Rainey Howe, the executive director of that foundation. Good to see you, babe.
Thank you. Thanks again.